You have your Bible, a King James Bible, you want to turn to Habakkuk chapter number 2. Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 1, and he says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Ain't it amazing what you know when you know something's coming? Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end of it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Ye also, because he transgresseth by wine, is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, nor who enlargeth his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, heapeth unto him all people. Shalt not all these take up a parable against him, an atoning proverb against him, and say, woe to him that increaseth that which is not his, how long? And to him that ladeth himself with thick clay. I want to preach on this thought tonight for just a little bit, if God will be my help, on God's will be done. Amen. God's will be done. As we look at this tonight and we see, and if you realize what's taking place, God's is speaking to Habakkuk and he's telling him some things that's getting ready to take place. He said, you know what's been going on in the nation of Israel? He said, you know how I've been trying to deal with my people and they're just not listening, Habakkuk. They're not hearing what I've got to say. Kind of sounds like the world that we live in today, don't it? Kind of sounds like a lot of churches today, but God's still speaking, but people just don't want to hear it. They'd rather hear what some politician or somebody else has to say than hear what God has to say. As for me and my house, I just want to hear what God's got. Amen. I want to hear what the Lord has to say because it's important in the day and hour. We're living in the last days of dispensation of grace. We're fixing to finish up, praise God, this march, praise God, unto the Lord, and we're going to finish up, and one day there's going to be a trump and a shout and come up hither, and we're going to go out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. They've won just one after another that's going out of here, and God's collecting him a bouquet in heaven. And one day in a little while, praise God, he's going to have her made up. And boy, what a blessed day that's going to be. But as we see Habakkuk here, and he's writing this, and he says, as he sees the wicked that's been, the wickedness that's been taking place in his world, the same as the wickedness in our world today. And we see Habakkuk, and he said, I'm standing upon my watch. And he said, I set me upon the tower. So in other words, he said, you know what? Lord, I'm being vigilant. I'm watching. I'm seeing what's going on. Amen. And Habakkuk, he says, I set me upon I will watch to see what he will say unto me. Amen. I'd love it if people would just listen to what God has to say. If people was listening for, you know what? Every time we come to church, if we'll listen, God's got something to say to you. Amen. Every time you pray, praise God, if you pray in your heart, yeah, praise God's got something to say to you if you'll listen. God's trying to speak to us. God wants to speak to us. God longs to speak to you and I today if we're willing to listen. If we're willing to hear what he has to say. And he says, and we'll watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. He said, there's some reproof coming. God's going to correct us. He's got to answer. Ain't you glad God's got to answer? Yeah. Amen. Ain't you glad? Even for our sinfulness, even when we're wayward, even when we transgress against God, God knows exactly what we need, what you need, what I need to correct that, and he will help us if we'll let him. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. He said, and what shall I answer? He said, in other words, what do I have to say? And the Lord speaks to him, and the Lord answered him, and he said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets that he may run that readeth it. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, let's keep it plain, Habakkuk. He said, what I'm going to tell you, he said, you write it upon tablets. amen, that he might run that the run that readeth it, praise God. In other words, he said, if somebody can take it, they can read it, and they can run and tell it, praise God, all across the country. You know what we need in the United States of America? We need the Spirit of God and God's people running around in the world and telling people about how good Jesus is. Amen. Just forget about all this junk that's going on and say, you know what? There's a man called Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. And just lift up the name of Jesus everywhere we go with the help of the Lord. Praise God. He'll energize you. You don't have to think about what to say. You just say, Lord, I get up and Lord, you say, Lord, I'm going to go out today. I'm going to serve you. I want to be a blessing to somebody. And I want you to get glory out of my life. And you step out in faith and you go out in faith believing that God is going to touch your life. And he'll touch your life and he'll tug on somebody's heart. And he'll give them the help that they need, praise God, because you are obedient unto God. Amen. If we'll just mind the Lord today, stepping out on faith, trusting the Lord, running and telling what God has done for you. God's been good to us, youngins. Amen. God bless your sweetheart. God's been good to us. He's blessed us. He's helped us. And he still is. Amen. It just keeps getting better and better, bigger and bigger. I just praise the Lord. Sometimes if it gets much better, Brother Jeff, I can't stand it. I'm going to just explode. God's praise God. God's getting so big up in here. Glory, hallelujah. I just thank him and praise him from the depths of my heart for what I feel down in my soul. It's not made up, but praise God, it's real because I serve a real God who loves me in a real way. And he touches me, praise God, all over my soul. Sometimes I believe that the Holy Ghost of God just does a dance down on my soul, praise God, just for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord, it's just better. He said, Habakkuk, he said, listen, so there's a lot of things going on, just writing on some tablets. He that readeth, the write the vision. And let go, write what I'm showing you. I wonder what happened if we just take what God showed us, showed you, what he showed me. And just take it out into a lost and dying world, praise God. He said we're supposed to go out there and compel them to come in. Just take it out there and just show them how good God's been. Amen. Praise God. Well, I wonder what happened if we took and made us a list of all the blessings of God on our life. I wonder what I'd do, Brother. We took and wrote down what God has done for our little church in the last couple, two or three years. Now, we've had some hard times. We've had some hardships. We've lost some good people through COVID. But praise God, God's blessed and God's heard prayers and God's answered. God's lifted up. God's encouraged. God's helped and God's healed. Glory, hallelujah. We ought to tell it everywhere we go for the glory of God. Praise God, lifting him up. And if we done that, the people would be lifted up. And they'd realize that they something to this thing called Christianity. That what's happening to us, praise God, is what happened to those who love the Lord. They'd run and tell it. They'd tell it, praise God, where they went. They'd tell it along the way. Amen. He said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Amen. I'm glad God tells the truth, ain't you? Amen. Listen, I'd rather somebody tell me the truth even hurt my feelings. Amen. Praise God, than to tell me a lie. Amen. Praise God. I like it when I like the Word of God because it tells you truth. It's absolute truth. Absolutely. It'll speak to you and it'll tell you what thus says the Word of God, what says the God of glory. Amen. It'll help you. Praise God. It'll give you those things that'll help your heart. Praise God, if we'll listen. God's will be done, praise God, in our hearts if we'll listen to Him. Amen. Praise His name. He said that though it tarry, wait for it. I preached a while back. I don't know when it was, probably a couple years ago now, on what, just wait for it. And with this expectation, praise God, what God's going to do for us. The promise and the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise, there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And God's going to do it through Jesus Christ our Lord. He's got lots of promises ahead of great, exceeding, precious promises just right over yonder. And he said, one of these days, in a little while, he's going to bring us to them. Amen. Praise God. He's not going to bring the promises to us. He's going to bring us to the promises. If you think about that, you chew on that for a while. Glory, hallelujah. It gets you to where they are. I'm glad I don't have to worry about them getting to where I am. Amen. I might not be in a good place. I praise God. I'm glad that the promises of God is going to get to where I am. If I just wait for it, it's coming. He said, because it will surely come and it will not tarry. He said, behold, his soul is lifted up and isn't his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just. Now watch this. But the just shall live by his faith. Let me tell you something. Faith in the Lord is a personal thing today. And four times in the Bible it talks about that the just, those that's justified, shall live by faith. But Habakkuk is the one, he says that the just shall live by his faith. He said it's a personal thing, praise God, that the just man, the justified man, praise God, is going to live and he's going to succeed, he's going to be prosperous in his faith, in what he believes. I want to tell you, church, tonight, listen to me, God bless your sweetheart. Your faith is what's going to help you to persevere. Your faith is what's going to give you knowledge of God. Your faith is what's going to draw you close to the Lord. Your faith is going to help you to persevere in a dark, in a dismal world. Your faith in Him, praise God, is going to put you in places where God Almighty can bless you, your heart. Amen, praise God. The just shall live by faith. Now, He gives an example here of the unjust and the just. Now the unjust, he said here, is puffed up. He's all that in a pack of crackers. Amen. There's a lot of people like that in the world today. They live by their own self-sufficiency. They think, you know what? Me and God. I don't know how many times I've heard people say, "Well, me and God's got an agreement." Amen. Let me tell you, God ain't got no agreement, praise God. God is God Almighty, and He has authority, and He has authority over your life, and you are a vessel that He'll use in you, praise God, if you'll let Him. But praise God, you and God ain't got no agreement. God Almighty has a plan and a purpose, and His will be done. Amen. His will be done. But those that's puffed up, those that are in their own self-consciousness, own selfish, self-centeredness, and self-sufficiousness. Amen, praise God. Habakkuk says they're caught up and they're messed up. But he said the man that's justified, amen, will live by faith. In other words, his total confidence, our total confidence will be in God, not me. I told you this morning, I don't have a bit of confidence in me, but I got a lot of confidence in Him. He brought me through places. He brought me into places. He brought me out of places. Praise God, because of who He is, not because of who I am. Amen. In the confidence that I have in Him. Praise God. We can see the power of God. And He said that one that's justified by faith, the one that lives in faith, praise God, his whole life is structured around his faith. Do you know today our whole life ought to be structured around our faith? Amen. It ought to be. Well, the one that's justified, praise God, the just shall live by his faith. He said when our faith, praise God, speaks for us, and our faith speaks to us, and it speaks to the volume and the life that we live, we realize our faith, praise God, that our faith is what saved us. That we're saved by faith. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace you saved through faith, and not yourself, is a gift of God, not of works, as he mentioned both. It's not me, it's not self-sufficient, it's God Almighty, it's grace, praise God, that saved me by his marvelous grace. Through faith, amen, just believing in that grace, trusting what God can do. Amen, praise God. Acts chapter 16, verse 31, he said that they believe on the Lord, he said they shall be saved in your household. Amen, praise God, that's getting in more than you. That's what God wants to do. That's what He longs to do. That's what He desires to do, praise God. And when your whole life is based on your faith, what you believe, how you trust in the Lord. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 said that we're kept by His faith. The man that's justified is kept by his faith. He said he's kept by the power of God through faith. Amen. What keeps you faith? Amen. I don't know about you. If it wasn't for my faith, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ and my Heavenly Father, praise I'd live a dismal life every day. But because of my faith in Him and I trust Him, praise God, my confidence is in Him, and He gives me strength every day to persevere and go just a little bit farther. I think about a lot of times where the Bible said that Jesus went just a little farther. I don't know how many people that I've seen have surgeries and struggles and just to the point of almost giving up. I remember Brother Ralph's mother, Miss Ruby. She got over there in the nursing home, and you know how anesthesia and things, they affect people in different ways. Well, she went to sleep and she woke up, but she didn't really wake up. It was like she was in a la-la land. And they got her over there to the nursing home, and they was trying to work with her, trying to encourage her, trying to strengthen her, and she just wasn't really wanting to cooperate. She was still in that twilight zone. And I remember one day I got over there and I got down beside Ben. I said, "Miss Ruby," I said, "what are you doing?" She said, "Well, I just don't know." She said, "I just don't have no strength no more." I said, "Well, I know, but you've got a little bit." And I said, "Miss Ruby, did Jesus quit on you? The Bible said He went a little further for you." I said, "Can you quit on Him?" I said, "What you got to do? You got to go just a little farther." Amen. "Just a little farther. Can you do that?" She said, "Well, I can try." I went over her next day. And she said, "I walked all the way to the end of the hallway today." I said, "Glory, hallelujah, praise God. Just go just a little farther." Amen, praise God. That's all God expects. That's all that God's asked. So we're kept by His power, praise God. Kept by the hand of an almighty God to go just a little bit farther for the Lord. Amen, praise God. That's what we can tell people. No place to quit. That's, "Well, you know what? I just think I'm just about to give up." Old J.R. Plemons, you know him, good man of God, gone on to be, him and his wife both now, gone on to be with the Lord. He was a barber out there in Woodfin for a long time. So my grandpa, Ott Massey, would go down there to the barber shop to get his hair cut, Brother Jeff. So J.R. was in there and he'd be a cutting hair. And he'd get Grandpa up there in the chair, and J.R. said, "I know before he got out there I was going to have conviction on my heart if I was doing anything wrong." And said he got there and said, "Uncle Ott," that's what he always called him, said, "Uncle Ott." He said, he asked me, he said, "J.R., how are you doing, son?" He said, "I was just a young preacher just starting out." He said, "Oh, God," said, "I ain't doing too good." He said, I think I'm just about ready to give it up. "I think I'm just about ready to quit." Said, granddaddy said, "Is that right?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm just about ready to give it up, just about ready to quit. So I'm so discouraged." And granddad said, he looked at, J.R. said, "Uncle Ott looked at me." He said, "Well, J.R. said, how about quitting over there at the church Sunday morning?" Amen, glory, hallelujah. He said, "I got to thinking, hey, there's a fire in my bones." He said, "About Sunday morning, I showed up over there at the old church, and God Almighty rekindled the fire down in my soul." He said, "I went just a little farther." Amen. Praise God. God's will be done. When we seek God Almighty, we look for Him. Habakkuk said, the Lord said, "The enemies are coming." He said, "I'm going to watch it. I see it, Lord." He said, "The enemies are coming." He said, "But the man that's just will live by his faith." Amen. Man justified Lord Jesus Christ to live by his faith. Praise God. Saved by faith, kept by faith, and lives by his faith. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, lives by his faith of the Son of God. Amen. When we put our faith in the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, we can live a life that's pleasing unto God. We can't do it by ourselves. But praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, through faith, our faith, your faith, my faith, God bless your sweetheart, God will help us to persevere to the end. Amen. Praise his name. Tried and true. The Bible says it's tried and true. Before we get out of here, we're going to go through many, many trials in this world. Amen. Many trials. Amen. Many tribulations. We'll be tried in many different ways. Hello? It seems like there's trials everywhere. Amen. It's just when we get older, praise God, it seems like there's more of them. Amen. Because not only are you facing all the trials, things going on in the world, but then you got those physical things that start slipping in on you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got to deal with too. It's kind of like a sideshow. Amen. mess that you got in this world that's difficult, the trials and tribulation and the sorrows and the heart, I pray, that ain't big enough. So God's got to put a little sideshow in. This is my life. And my aches and my ailments, praise God, those things that so easily beset you. Amen. You say, what do? You just go on just a little farther. The just shall live by his personal faith. Amen. God's will be done in our hearts and our life, praise God. There's a payday someday. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Faith is always vindicated. It's proved. It's tried, praise God. It's put to the test, and it always comes out as a winner. Anywhere in the Word of God. It's something. Faith is something that works. James said, show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. I want to say faith is something that works. You can put it to the test. It'll prove itself, praise the Lord. Amen. Faith will always come out equal to the consequences, the things that's going on in your life, the circumstances that come up, praise the Lord. Faith will always test out, praise the Lord. Amen. I've never seen anybody through faith. You said, you know what? I'm just going to stay with God. I'm going to go with God. And this circumstance, this situation that I'm in, I'm just going to trust God to take care of it. And a whole lot of us today look around and you say, you know what? I'm still here. Amen. God's still working. God's still a blessing. God's still helping us. Praise God. My family's still together. We're still praising and asking God to help us. We're still getting strength from the throne of grace. Amen. God's keeping us alive. God's helping us to thrive. Praise God, because that's what He does. God is. Amen. God's will be done to those who are just. Praise God. The just shall live by His faith. I wonder what kind of faith we have today. The faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The faith in what God Almighty's promised. He said He had all power in heaven and earth. All. You know what all means? It means all. Every bit of it. Amen. All the power of the world, praise God, is in His hands. Amen. If He has all the power, praise God, then I say, glory, hallelujah, God's will be done. Amen. God's will be done. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I just don't know. The Bible says, if we pray, believe, and we shall receive. I guess a couple months ago now, on John chapter 15, where the Bible says that Jesus is the vine and Father is the husbandman, and we're the branches. Amen. Let me just look at that real quick. Lord just put this on my heart. I don't know why. Somebody needs it. Amen. John chapter 15. Verse number 1. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me, now watch this, that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. We need to be careful. I thought we need to be careful of little branches, don't we? Amen. We need to be careful of little branches so we don't get taken away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it. Wow. You know what happens? You snip off the bad spots. You purge it. That it may bring forth more fruit. Now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. Why? Because He's the vine. He said we've got to abide in the vine. Amen. Put that into your mind. Amen. Just rehearse it, praise God. Every time the devil turns, I'm abiding in the vine. I'm abiding in the vine. I'm abiding in the vine. You get your little, Brother Robert, get this in a minute. He'll run with, there'll be a song coming out. Amen. Abiding in the vine. He said, you abide in me, so I abide in you, praise God. He said, we're part of that vine. He said, I am the vine. Who is it? Jesus. He's the vine. And ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Amen. If you're Now, he was talking in Habakkuk, he was talking about those that were self-sufficient. They said, you know what, we got this. We've done it before, and we'll do it again. God says, you need to write it in, on tablets, and you send it out to runners, and they need to run and tell it. Because you ain't ever seen nothing like fixing to take place here. I tell you, youngins, if we'll read our Bible and we'll believe what God says, we ain't seen nothing yet what's coming on this world. I mean, there's coming a time of terribleness in this world that we ain't seen yet. And it's just all leading up to it. But he said, you can do nothing without me. He said, if a man abide in me, he is cast forth. Abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them, cast them into fire, and they're burned. Amen. He said, what happens to a branch? See, we need to abide close to the vine. Amen. Stay really close to the vine. Because if we get to reaching out there and getting out here in the world, there may be a big old truck come by and swarp us and hook that vine and just drag us off somewhere. I said that because I've done that before. Been working up in the woods and things, and they be these vines, and you go through them, but they hook on the mirrors or something in your car, and next thing you know, you're dragging hike the woods with you. Amen. Pull it off. And when you pull that vine, you pull that branch away from the vine. Then it don't get no nutrition. It withers up and it dies. It bothers me when people say, well, I just really don't need the Lord, don't need church, don't need God's people. I make it okay without it. No, you'll wither up and die. You'll wither up and die. But he said they're withered, men gather them and they're cast in the fire and they're burned. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. I mean, God's will be done. That's what will be done. God's will. If we trust in the Lord and we ask God, believe in God Almighty, hear and answer prayers. Bible says that God will answer our prayers. It said it shall be done unto you. God answers prayers, don't he? Yeah. You know, God answers prayers in three ways. Let me just give you this real quickly. God answers prayers in three ways. God answers prayers. Brother Robert always said he answers them immediately. Peter was walking on the water and he began to sink and he said, Lord, save me! What did the Lord do? He reached out and saved him right then. Immediately, God moved. He answered his prayer. Amen. God answers sometimes and he says, you just have to wait a little bit. That's the ones that's hard. When God says, just hold on. Now we're talking about God's will being done. He said, you just have to wait a little bit. Mary and Martha loved the Lord Jesus Christ and her brother Lazarus. And they sent word to the Lord Jesus Christ. They said, Lord, you need to come quick. The one that you love, praise God, he's dying. He's sick. And the Lord got the message and he tarried behind. When he finally got to Lazarus, Lazarus had been dead 4 days. What did the Lord say? He answered prayers, but he said, you're just going to have to wait. He showed up there, amen, and they seen him. They said, Lord, if you'd only been here. He said, he'll rise again. He said, at the resurrection. I know, Lord, at the resurrection. Jesus says, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Praise God. And then he went over to the tomb and he was weeping and crying. And the Bible said, Jesus wept. He felt their pain. And he said, where have you laid him? And they said, come see. Of course, Jesus wept then. And then he said, well, roll away the stone. He said, Lord, he's been dead 4 days. By now he stinketh. Amen. But they said, but she said, all right. So she goes over and rolls the stone away. The Lord said a little prayer to the Father. He said, this is all for your glory. And then he cried. And then the Bible said he shouted, he cried out, Lazarus, come forth. Of course, he had to do that because if he had said, come forth, and hadn't said Lazarus, everybody in there would have got up. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. The graveyards would have been emptied. But Jesus said, Lazarus, come out there bound hand and foot. Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Sometimes God says, okay, right away. Sometimes God says, you've got to wait. Amen. But sometimes, Paul was over there and he was taken up into heaven. And he said, whether in the body or out of the body, he said, I don't know. He said, youngins, let me tell you something. He said, I've had me an experience. He said, I got to see something over in the portals of glory, praise God. I can't even tell you. I can't even explain it. I don't have the words to tell you about it. But the Bible said that lest he rise up in himself, he said he had a thorn in his flesh, Satan, to buffet him. And Paul, I mean, I'm talking about a man of God. And so Paul said, Lord, he said he prayed three times. Prayed three times, honestly, sincerely prayed three times that God would take that away. What'd God say? God pretty much, he said, no.
I know what I'm doing.
God, amen. God's will be done. Sometimes he says, okay. Happens right now. Sometimes he said, you got to wait a little while. I was talking to Rufus yesterday. He called just out of the blue. I was out there in the study. He said, son, what are you doing? You know Rufus. Son, what are you doing? I said, son, I'm in the study and trying to get something from the Lord. He said, well, that's a good thing. He said, I just wanted to call and check on you. We chit-chat there a minute. And I got to think, glory, hallelujah. I prayed for Rufus for over 20 years. God would save him. I told him. I said, you know what? I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate what he done in your life. He's talking about when he got saved, when he got in. I said, glory, hallelujah. I said, Rufus, I prayed for you. I asked God, I said, please. I said, you're one of my favorite cousins. I thought the world of you. I said, you know what I prayed? I said, Lord, please touch Rufus, save him so he don't die and go to hell, because I'm afraid he's going to get killed. That's a fightingest man for him and his brother, fightingest men I ever knew in my life. I mean, gunfights, fist fights, knife fights, any kind of fighting, pool stick fights. And I said, Lord, I love him. I don't want to see him get killed. Amen. I prayed for 20 years. Praise God. He's lost his ball in high weeds. Amen. Praise God. But God Almighty moved on his heart. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. On a Friday night, got talking to him. Went over to the shop and he was working on an old car. He's putting what brakes on for somebody. And it was late. When I got, it was probably 9 o'clock when I got there. I went over and had a little potbelly stove and I was over there warming. It's cold. My goodness, it was cold. And I started just throw the money down there. I'd bought some gravel for Dad. He had brought it for me for Christmas. And I just going to throw the money down and go. And but the Lord wouldn't let me. He said, no, you just wait a minute. He said, I got this. God's will be done. I just kind of waited on the Lord for a little while. You know, so I've told you I believe this before. He finished that old car. Probably took him an hour to get done with it. I mean, we just kind of chit-chatted across the room. When he got done, he kind of wiped his hands off, wiped the grease off. Come over there. I'll never forget. Come over there with that grease rag, cleaning them hands up. He said, I've been wondering about some things. I said, you have. I said, what have you been wanting? He said, just some things I just don't understand. I said, what kind of things don't you understand, Rufus? He said, well, the Bible. His son says, he said, there's just so much I just don't understand. And we started to went from Genesis to Revelation that night. It was way up in the morning when I finally got home. But God Almighty, God's will be done. God began to move on him. God, after 20 years, praise God, God began to move. God began to touch. God began to save old Rufus. And about a week later, praise God, it was on Christmas, wasn't it? It was on Christmas Day. He went to church. He got Karen. He said, get ready. She said, where are we going? He said, we're going to church. Amen. She said, I about had a heart attack. She said, I knew something was working and eating at him. I didn't know what it was. God said, just wait. Just wait. And I said, old Rufus got over there to Larry Sprouse's church. He went in there. And prayed God, God Almighty moved in there and sat down beside him on that pew, put his arm around him and said, son, I love you. I'm glad you finally made it here. It's been a long time in coming, but I'm glad you're here. Amen. Glory be to God. He gloriously got born again. Praise his holy name. But Paul was there and Paul had asked and God just plain out said, no, Paul. He said, Paul, I'm not going to take away that thorn in your flesh. Amen. You're just going to have to live with it. And old Paul said, all right, Lord. I'll live with it. And I'll just give you the praise and the glory for what I can do. Said Paul was almost blind. He said in Corinthians, he said, see how large a letter I write unto you in my own hand. In other words, it was in big old stick letters so he could see what he was writing. Amen. Said the doctor Luke had to lead him around by his hand because he was couldn't hardly see. He was. They said he had. His body was diseased. He was humped over. He wasn't nothing to look at because of his ailments. But old Paul was the preachingest man that ever lived on the earth. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul said, God, would you take this away from me? I want to serve you better. And God said, nope. He said, God, would you take this away from me? I want to be able to serve you better. God said, no, Paul. And Paul said, Lord, please, I could serve you better if you take this away. Paul said, God said, no, Paul. I ain't going to take it away. You just have to serve me as you are. You know what Paul said? If he's a typical Baptist, he had got puffed up and mad and pouted. Paul didn't do no such thing. Paul just went out of there, praised God, and he began to pray. He began to praise God and give God glory. He began to give his testimony everywhere he went. He said, let me tell you what God done for me on the road to Damascus. Praise his holy name. What God's will be done in our hearts and lives. Sometimes we go through things. Sometimes we don't understand why God don't hear. I said a while ago during COVID, and I'm trying to hurry. I'll get done here in just a second. In COVID, we lost two good people out of this church, COVID. We lost Joyce Ann, and we lost Brother Billy to COVID. And I said, oh, God. Oh, Lord, why? Why, God? We pray. Hey, I don't know about you. I prayed earnestly. I begged God. I fasted. I said, please touch our loved ones. Touch these two people. Do you know what God said? He said, preacher, no. He said, I'll just be honest with you. I was praying for Joyce Ann. I was praying for Joyce Ann. I said, Lord, please touch her. Heal her, God. And it was just as good if Jeff said to me, he said, no. He said, I'm not going to heal her. He said, I'm going to let her be a witness to those boys. They're going to see God in their mama as she comes to be with me. Amen. He said, I'm going to show her, paint them a picture. Amen. That they'll never forget. They may not be in church. They may not be living right. I don't know. I don't know where they're at. But I tell you, God put something when he said no to healing Joyce Ann. He said yes to seeing them boys, praise God, seeing their mother go out of here in glory, praising God to her last breath. Amen. Same thing with Billy. I prayed. I said, God, please touch Brother Billy. I mean, they wouldn't let me in to see him. But I was praying for him. I'd call him, talk the phone, and because through that ventilator, that air thing, you just barely could hear him sometimes. I said, brother, can I do anything for you? He said, just pray. And boy, I prayed just earnestly. And God said, no. He said, no. But then when he went to go out of here, Josh and his family were there with him. When Billy was getting ready to leave this world, and he began to pull them to him just as close as he could get them, he said, do you see it? Do you see it? In faith, he was looking into the portals of glory. He got to see maybe the things that Paul was seeing that he couldn't even speak of. He said, do you see it? And old Josh will tell you today, he told me the other day at the old phone. He said, preacher, my daddy, I said he saw something. He said, I got a peek of it in him. He was seeing that he was going out of here because God said no. He said, God, I'm not healing. But I'm going to use him for my glory. Amen. God's will be done. It will. Sometimes we think, well, if we go through this and we go, and God doesn't hear, God doesn't answer, and we pray, God doesn't, save that one that's got cancer, got heart disease, got whatever it might be. Sometimes God said, you know what? I'm just going to use this to draw folks to me. God's will be done. And it will. Praise the Lord. God's will be done. That's why he said in Habakkuk. He said, the just shall live by his faith. Praise the holy God of heaven. The just shall live by his faith. Not mine and yours. A just man is going to live by your faith in what he can do. And God's going to get glory. God's will is going to be done. Amen. Praise God. Through the man whose faith, the just man's faith, his faith, and his alone. Praise God.